Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Let's first talk about Amazon. They're opening last mile delivery operation in Colony. Tell us about this.
I'm sure you've heard about the Amazon Distribution Center in Skodak, but now Amazon is also planning to open a last mile delivery station that will specialize in handling heavy and bulky items. It's part of Amazon's logistics network that the company refers to as AMXL. The station will be at 30B Post Road in Colony, a warehouse in the Carner Road Light Industrial Park, which is owned by the Rosenblum Companies. The location's about a half a mile from both Central Avenue and Route 155. The new facility is expected to open this month, and Amazon has said about 50 people will be employed there, including Amazon associates and delivery drivers. A job listing that was posted last month noted that the facility will not only deliver large parcels like TVs and other furniture, but it can also unpack, assemble, and install the items. These last-minute facilities are a rapidly growing part of Amazon's distribution network. They serve as an intermediate stop for all sorts of items as they make their way from distribution centers to doorsteps. And at the distribution center in Skodak, operations are scheduled to start in the fall, and Amazon says it has started hiring for more than 1,000 full-time jobs.
Well, from there to an industry that's not doing well, and that's the restaurant industry. We know how badly they've been hit because of the inability to gather for in-dining and they're, of course, calling for help.
That's right. In a recent survey by the New York State Restaurant Association, they say 90% of restaurants in New York don't expect to be profitable over the next 6 months. The New York State Restaurant Association is pushing for state legislation that could include rent relief and an increase of the indoor dining limit currently set at 50% capacity. Without any new federal or state aid, Dominic Pernomo estimates his Albany Rusts, Yono's, and DP can last only about 6 to 8 more weeks. The restaurants are reopened and getting by with the help of a Paycheck Protection Program loan, but Pernomo says it's not nearly enough for the long term. And all eyes are on the fall and winter when outdoor dining won't be as possible as it's been during the nice summer months. Pernomo is also working with the Independent Restaurant Coalition, a group that sprung out of the pandemic to advocate for more federal funding. They're proposing the Restaurants Act, which is a $120 billion program that would give grants to small restaurants and bars. And unlike the PPP, those grants could be used to cover virtually any costs, including payroll, rent, and supplies. They'd also be targeted at businesses with less than $1.5 million in sales and those owned by women and minorities, businesses that tended to be left out of the PPP program. Pernomo sees it less as a bailout and more as an economic stimulus, because the vast majority of money that restaurants take in goes right back out the door in the form of buying food and supplies and paying employees. In New York, restaurants generated $51.6 billion in sales in 2018, with the hospitality industry employing nearly 1 million people statewide. The Restaurants Act has been endorsed by 200 members of Congress, both the Senate on vacation until Labor Day. It's unlikely the bill will make any progress in the coming weeks.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review. She joins us on Fridays. For more, head to albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.